A private collector outbid three of the country's libraries to take home a rare historical document at an auction in Auckland yesterday. The one-page paper artefact is believed to be the only remaining proof copy of Governor William Hobson's original Treaty of Waitangi Proclamation of Sovereignty. Collector Spencer Schuller bought the document for $31,000 and says he plans to loan it to a museum for the public to view. Amy Williams was at the auction.
The rare first printing incorrectly defines the northern limits of the country as latitude north instead of
50 south. Potential buyers and enthusiasts packed into the art and object auction house as books, newspapers and letters from New Zealand's early pioneer history went under the hammer. The most prized item on the catalogue was the treaty proof from the 1800s, with an era that made it rare and sought after. It was sold together with a handwritten letter. Buyer Spencer Schuller says he knew libraries were bidding and he wasn't expecting to snap up the item. Mr. Schuller says he wants the document to be available to the public.
It's a very rare, and it also came with a letter asking me to quickly print it, which probably caused the error in the first place. So what I've done, I've also got a bilingual printing of the Treaty of Waitangi, which I lend to the Waitangi Museum, and I'll talk to them to see if they're also interested in having that piece, because I'd much rather lots of people see it than just myself.
It was one of more than 300 items from the early to mid-1800s sold from the Christopher Parr collection, described as one of New Zealand's finest print collections. Christopher Parr collected the books, newspapers and letters over 70 years. His son, Richard Parr, says there's still great interest in historical documents and artefacts. Mr. Parr says the $31,000 price tag exceeded expectations, with the overall value of the collection standing at $200,000.
It was fantastic that there's still that, you know, wonderful interest in historical New Zealand documents and artefacts and one or two paintings, and just wonderful to see them go to, you know, homes that are going to take great care and they'll remain in you know, New Zealand's history.
Mr. Parr says he and his wife bought some items from the collection for their two children. Art and Object Book Department Manager Pam Plumley says there had been a lot of interest from the public about the collection, including New Zealanders based overseas and a number of institutions. She says the proclamation is exceedingly rare.
I've been, you know, doing this for 30 years and I've never sold one. They just don't come up very often. I mean, this one here, we don't think there's another copy, but you never quite know. And the proclamation, the amended proclamation, I believe that there's only four known copies of those. I think there were 100 printed originally.
Historian and early treaty history expert Samuel Carpenter describes the collection as mouth-watering and says it contains significant taonga that need to remain in this country. He says proclamations are not often on the market, and in the 1800s, these would have been put up like posters at town halls, churches and other public buildings, and possibly Māori settlements.
This is one of the documents in our cultural and political history, and I think it makes the most sense for it to stay in New Zealand because it's part of the heritage of all New Zealanders, really. I mean, these are physical, tangible elements of our history. I think if we've got access to them as New Zealanders, then that's definitely the best scenario in my view.
Other rare items selling under the hammer included Māori artefacts and a copy of the country's first newspaper, the New Zealand Gazette. Many documents of national significance can be viewed by the public, including the Treaty of Waitangi, at the National Library's permanent exhibition in Wellington. For Morning Report, this is Amy Williams.